Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
America started a 3-week run at number one on the US singles chart with their debut hit, Horse With No Name, back on this day in 1972. It made number three in the UK. The group scored eight other US top 40 hits during the 70s. The band formed in London in 1970 as a trio. Here's Jerry Beckley from the group.
Well, we were a threesome from 70 to 77, and, you know, it's not that there wasn't an incredible amount of history made that was very public knowledge, you know, for those 7 years. That's the bulk of the hits and stuff. But I think the real true story of the success of the band is the what we've been through since then, and it's just too valuable, and Du and I have put too much effort in this thing to really think of it any other way.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Life is a mystery.
Madonna was at the top spot back on this day in 1989 with Like a Prayer, the singer's sixth US number one, also number one in the US. The song was accompanied by a highly controversial music video, which in 2005 was voted the most groundbreaking music video of all time.
The video was very, I think it had a lot of positive messages. The idea of that kind of joyousness in the church, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It dealt with a lot of taboos, and it made people afraid. And I think the people who reacted negatively to it were afraid of their own feelings that they have about those issues.
Sam Smith was at number one on the UK singles chart with Lay Me Down back on this day in 2015, the lead single from his debut studio album In the Lonely Hour. Originally peaked at number 46 on the UK singles chart.
For me, the key to my music is honesty and using my music as a diary. And that's what I'm just trying to do now with every single song. I'm trying to make every song personal and really personal and pour myself into it. Because I think when you have a powerful lyric like that, that's what makes it okay.
Can I lay by your side next to you?
And the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was born on this day back in 1942. She scored over 15 top 40 hits and won 18 Grammys during her career. She died on August 16, 2018, in Detroit at the age of 76 after being diagnosed with cancer back in 2010. And Sir Elton John turned 73 today. He had the biggest selling single of all time in 1997. With Candle in the Wind, 97, plus over 50 UK top 40 hit singles. He sold over 150 million records worldwide.
I regret the drugs, I regret the behaviour, but it got me to where I am now. And where I am now is the happiest I've ever been.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
That is Today in Music for Wednesday, the 25th of March, Mix 104.9.